on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I mean, what would you do in this situation? You get your mom a Mother's Day gift, and then she comes back to you and says, you know what I'd really like? The gift you did not get me yet. I'm like, do I have to get two gifts now? This is kind of a complicated situation. So close to Mother's Day, too. So my brother texted me on Saturday. It's a group text to me and my sister and said, hey, do you guys want to go in on flowers for mom for Mother's Day? I said, sure, this is easy this year. Perfect. It's like $125 too. I'm like, when did flowers become so expensive? Damn. Mm-hmm. So we all went in. It was 40 some odd bucks. Okay, easy peasy. We're done, right? So my mom texts me yesterday and she goes, you know what I really love for Mother's Day? That nice diffuser that you have in your house. I bought myself a nice diffuser a year ago for my house. It's like $120, right?
Wait,
it's
fancy.
One of those waterless ones.
Just for the air?
For the air, yeah.
Okay.
So when she was here last time, she
was like, wait, send me the link. What's up?
She was like, it was one of those fancy ones. I can't have candles anymore. It messes up my... I bought that and so she saw it when she's at my house last time. So she texts me and she goes, you know what I really love for Mother's Day is one of those, that really nice diffuser. And here's the thing. We already bought the flowers. You can't go back and cancel. We paid for it. You can't cancel a flower order. It's done, right?
Wait, what's wrong with like doing the sibling team flower gift and then you doing your own thing for your mom?
Yo, here's the problem. $120 more on a Mother's Day gift. Now you're asking
because it's expensive diffuser.
It's $120.
The flowers was
$125
a piece? No.
Total.
So it was $40 each.
$40 each.
So you spent $40 on your mom for the flowers. Group of you.
So now she's asking, it was kind of how she dropped it in there too. She was like, I don't think she realized how expensive that diffuser is, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm like, okay, wait, do I have to drop $180 mm-hmm. on my mom yes. for Mother's
on your,
Day?
On your mom who works for you every single week doing your podcast that you don't pay her for?
If I'm being real, I just don't really have $180, $200 to drop on my mom for Mother's Day.
You make so much money off your mom. Your podcast is called Mama's Boy. You've literally developed a brand off of your mom.
You guys think my podcast is that profitable. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for thinking it's that well off.
That's not what I said. That's actually not what I said. What I'm saying is you have created a business literally centered around your mom because your mom is a star.
Star. She is a wonderful mother.
Has done this for you for how many years?
We're on our sixth year of this podcast.
Six whole long years.
Barely keeping the doors open
on
this
six
thing.
6 years you by can't, the way. Get the diffuser.
You can't get her a diffuser for her voice that she's utilizing for you on a microphone every single week for your podcast.
So here's the thing. She's really excited about getting this diffuser. I just feel like since we already went in on the gift, the diffuser.
It was $40 for the flowers that are going to die. The diffuser actually is going to help her work for you even longer because she's talking all the time.
I just don't think she realizes how much the diffuser cost. That's the problem.
Pick me.
Yes, Charlotte.
What if you propose to your siblings that you will also split the diffuser?
Yeah, there you go.
Could we do that? Would that be weird now to go back to my siblings? Now, let's imagine this.
No, I think just frame it as like a bonus gift.
Bonus gift. If we go back and say, hey, listen, I know we already went in $40 on one gift,
but this is what she really wants.
How about we go back in on a second gift?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might be a genius idea.
I think,
you know what? Charlotte may have figured this out because then I don't have to feel like a jerk by, you know, not getting her what she really wanted.
No matter what, though, I mean, I don't see them saying no. I feel like you're the only one that that would be like, I don't want to do
just
this.
I think
the two of them are going to be fine. But no matter what, your mother deserves the diffuser, whether they help you or not.
Can we agree that $200, $180 on a Mother's Day gift is excessive? Yes.
Dude.
True. I love my mother. But $200 on a Mother's Day gift would be excessive.
Your mom runs your Facebook group. She works for you. She's doing episodes. She's doing all these things for you. You have her on video.
I'm sorry.
She could charge $180 to you weekly.
Literally.
Buy that diffuser.
There's just no way that anybody, she's worth that much. I don't think anybody would spend $180.
In addition to raising you and, I don't know, birthing you, I think she deserves a diffuser, my guy.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.